Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Well, we all know that men aren't really from Mars and women aren't really from Venus. We are both from Earth, and there are more similarities between sexes and genders than there are differences. But even after many decades of campaigning, there are still issues with gender equality across many areas of life, from equal pay for equal work to shared parental leave, or even just differences in ways of working. One topic that's really important to us here at The Naked Scientists is the balance of men and women in STEM research. That's science, technology, engineering and maths. So to delve into this a bit further, we're joined now by Dame Barbara Stocking. She's president of the women-only Murray Edwards College at Cambridge. Hi, Barbara.
Hello.
So what kind of research has been done into gender balance and gender inequalities at work, and particularly in science and academia?
Well, science and academia aren't very different from much of the rest of the workplace in that women get to a certain level, which is a sort of mid-career, maybe senior level, but women are just simply not getting to the top. If you see in the sciences, even in the science areas where you start off with quite a lot of women, chemistry, biological sciences, you see that dropping off in just the same way sort of after PhDs. Now, what we've been looking at is why this is happening. And we did a survey of all our alumni from the college over 60 years. And what we asked them, what was the biggest challenge to your career? And surprisingly, 38% of the comments were all about the workplace culture, much, much higher than what they said about trying to combine work and family life. And that got us really intrigued about what women are actually experiencing the workplace and why it stops them going further in their careers.
So what kind of things are these that women said that they experienced?
One of the big ones is not being heard. Being in meetings where you say something and what you say is attributed to a man, or you're interrupted in what you're saying, just a sense of you're not being taken seriously. Then there's issues about progression, where women say that you have to do better than men to progress, that progress isn't based on merit. There's things like networking, where women often feel that the networking is done out of hours and in places where they don't feel comfortable, for example in the pub, where it soon starts getting into offensive jokes or sexist remarks. So all those things are confidence and energy sapping for women.
So this is what women have reported, but do men in the workplace know this is happening? I mean, I think that obviously the workplace has been somewhere traditionally where men have been in charge for many, many years.
Yes, exactly. No, and that was the intriguing part. We started looking for research around the world about what men did think about these behaviours, and there's virtually no research about this at all. So we started doing our own work with a number of workshops with men, both from the public sector or the private sector and of different ages. And they were men who were sort of self-selected from different companies we approached or different organisations. And so, and therefore somewhat sympathetic. But even they did not notice these things spontaneously. And it was only the younger men, the 27 to 35-year-olds, who, once you gave them the examples, they started saying, oh, yes, I saw that happen, you know, in a meeting a week ago or something. They're more aware of it. And the younger men are the ones who really want to see this change. They've been brought up in a, if you like, a 50-50 world. Their mothers have often worked. They think it's perfectly normal to have men and women in equal situations. But they spotted and became very aware that this was, in fact, not what was really happening and was very off-putting for women.
I'm sure lots of women listening will know the fury of trying to explain something, that something's happened to them, and men going, well, I've never seen that, so that doesn't happen. So what can we do about it, apart from just holding up big signs going, listen to to us.
Well, that's quite a good idea anyway. But no, but I think the main thing is to recognise that this isn't something you can do with a big system shot. This is all about people's behaviour. So they're quite small things, but they really matter. For example, making sure that you have the chairs of meetings are all trained. If you're in a meeting, you can, as a man or woman, amplify a woman's voice, if you like, by saying, yes, Kat said that a few minutes ago or something, to make sure that women are recognised and it's attributed to them. In other circumstances, men or women, don't be a bystander when sexist remarks are made. And really think about this networking, where men and women can network in the workplace during the working day, but maybe making a special effort about it, making sure that people are going around and meeting other people, because it's those networks that cause the eventual decisions about who is going to get which jobs. Because who is it you're familiar with? Who is it you know? Who is it you've heard about before? They're incredibly important in the workplace. And overall, the most important thing of all is, if you don't know what women are experiencing, you should just try asking them.
Absolutely. Now, one final thing. You are president of a women-only college.
Yes.
This is an all-female college. So will you be welcoming men if you're all about the gender equality?
Well, no. And the reason is because we are about gender equality. We think there is still a place for women's colleges, because you can do something special that in this very male world that I've just described, that we can do something to make sure that women's learning is really enhanced at university. And in Cambridge, in fact, women spend most of their working day with men in lectures and practicals. But we do the tutorial work, where we can take a special look at women's learning, and in particular, make sure we do it in such a way that encourages their confidence, encourages their risk-taking, because women aren't always as good at sort of putting out a possible answer when they don't really know it. And that's very important, particularly in the sciences, in the STEM subjects.
That's a really great thing. Thank you very much. That's Dame Barbara Strocking.
Thank you.
President of Murray Edwards College here at Cambridge.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts, and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.